the Career Mindset Podcast with Fenya and Christina, the duet that is helping you thrive in your career and live a greater life.
This podcast is inspired by the UK-based Greek-certified career coaches Christina and Fenya. They met just before the coronavirus pandemic broke out in the world, and since then, they keep connecting weekly, discussing all things career and life. This is our attempt to share our insights with you.
Hello, hello. I'm so glad today that we have with us Augustinos and Maria, the creators of Facebook group Ellenes to Londino, Greeks in London and the UK, with 68,200 members and the owners of GreekList.co.uk, which is a business Greek directory. Hello, Augustine. Hello, Maria. Thank you so much for being here with us. The topic of today's episode is how to create a thriving community. You're the experts of communities. And welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us. We're very excited to be here, girls.
Thank you so much for the invitation. We're looking forward to our discussion.
Absolutely. So let's get started. You have been serving the Greek expat community for many, many years since you came to the UK and specifically London for years and years, since I remember you, since arriving actually, and I've been a member for ever. if I know my years in London, I do know that I was part of the Greeks in London community. So thank you for the work you do, Augustine. I'm curious, what made you start this community? What was the need that you noticed that was not being met when you started it?
So when I came to the UK back in 2003, this was 20 years ago. Imagine, there were not a lot of Greeks in the UK. I was a student. I came to do my master's in Warwick University, and I wanted to get to speak to Greek people, to get to know whether who can help me, who can support me. You know, moving to a new country, if you don't know anyone, it's a very, very hard exercise. And because my hobby and my passion was to bring people together, organize Greek events, play music as a DJ for the Greek community in London, I could see all the people that were waiting for the Saturday to get to be with people, to be with Greek people all together. So, and everybody was asking me, do you have like a Greek restaurant to recommend? Do you know where we can find valuable information about our staying in the UK? How we can navigate all the different paperwork? Do you have a Greek solicitor, a Greek transport company? So people will keep asking the same questions. And then I'm too old for that. But, you know, Facebook was just invented right back then, right? It was 2004. So around 2007, I said, let me create a Facebook group where I can put initially my friends in the group just to get connected. And with all the immigration and with the Greek crisis in 2008 and 2015, more and more Greeks moved abroad, moved to the UK. And the Facebook group just skyrocketed. And people were keep asking questions like where we can find all these Greek professions. And the Facebook group, Ellenes to Londino, Greeks in London, was the place to be, place to go to ask all these questions. So this was my story.
Amazing. Sorry. And I see that you have the mindset of an entrepreneur, because you took a need, you realized the need of the people back then and took it and used it to create something helpful for everyone around us. Maria, over to you. I'm curious to know the benefits of this community. What benefits a community like that gives you personally? Not, of course, only financially, but any other benefit that this community gives you, such as the Greek List community, of course, or the Facebook group community?
Of course. So basically, Augustinos plays a more active role in terms of admin, communication, interaction with, you know, the members. But on my side, I would say that it's given me this, you know, personal fulfillment and just a purpose and a meaning in life on top of other things that I do. Because basically, you're positively impacting people's lives. So from, you know, facilitating them finding their other halves, to creating friendships, to find them a doctor for an important health issue, finding them business consultants for starting up their business. So this gives a very deep sense of satisfaction, and that really is super important for me. And I'm sure Agustinos feels that every day also. The other thing I would add is the fact that the role of the facilitator requires research, knowledge. You got to be on top of all the trends and have a deeper understanding. So really be on top of, you know, what's happening in London, in the UK. So learning and knowledge acquisition, I would say, the other benefit that I have acquired. And then I think the other thing would be you're expanding your network 24/7. You're meeting all these new people. You are via these people, you're, you know, opening doors to new opportunities. So, you know, it's just networking and getting to know these different people and finding avenues to doing things. And then Agustino, if you want to add anything to this.
So I guess this is an opportunity for some personal development and some accountability, because I think me and Maria, we both feel accountable for these people. Although we are not accountable, we feel obliged to support them and help them to navigate the way through UK.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you're not just helping newbies. I've seen the episodes that you run, and, you know, you really help, you know, new legislation, for example, the taxation issues. When the Brexit was happening, you were really supporting. When the army questions were coming up in terms of, you know, changing law, either in the UK or in Greece, you're on top of it, bringing the experts. And some of these people are part of the community already, but actually, you're answering questions, and I've seen you so active on the community. I even wonder how Maria, you know, navigates. I suspect you're constantly, you know, on your phone, which Maria is shaking her head as we speak. So how do you sustain your commitment? Because this is not an 8-hour, 9-to-5 job. You know, the needs of your community, as you said, you're accountable for them. And in terms of well-being and timing, when this is not your full-time job, I know you do both have a full-time job, plus a lot of beautiful hobbies on the side and initiatives, you know, for Maria, the Greek International Women's Award, as well as many others, but also, obviously, you are a DJ as well. You have love for music, plus your full-time job, plus this, plus baby on the way. Tell me, how do you do it?
So yes, I have a full-time job in marketing. I've been working in the UK since 2004. My passion is music, and I do that almost every week. And in the past, I used to do it 5 nights a week. And this is not a 24. This is not a 9-to-5 job, I would say. It's not a job. It's a passion. It's a commitment to the Greek community, and it is a 24/7. But I think what keeps me up to be with this community 24/7 is the success stories. And I can list loads of success stories, all these success stories for people helping each other. When I meet people face to face in London and they say, Agustinos, through your community, I found my other half. I found a job. I found a flatmate. I found how to move back to Greece. I found how to leave Greece and move to the UK. So all these small success stories, this is what it keeps me going. And I can name a couple of more success stories in terms of funding as well. So I would never forget there was the mother of a member in my group who came to the UK to visit here, and she had a stroke. So she went to the hospital, and she couldn't go back to Greece because she was in hospital. So because and thanks to this community, in 4 days, we managed to reach £8,000 in 4 days. Wow. Just to pay all of your transportation back to Greece. And this is an amazing story. And I have more stories. There was another member who had issues with his landlord, and he was homeless during last January when the weather was like 0 degrees. And we managed, I put a message on my Facebook community at night, and I woke up and I had £2,500 to give to this person to find the flat. And then we even helped Greek schools as well. We managed to get another 5,000 pounds for the St. Cyprian's Greek school in South London to build new safe facilities. So all these success stories, this is what it keeps me going. But believe me, there were so many times that I was like, I had enough. But then I hear the stories, I talk to people, and then everything changes again.
Wow. And congratulations. You have amazing stories to share with all of us. And you have to share them to show the quality that you offer. And we can see here that you make a real impact in the world. And it's very important to talk about the stories and about the successes. And just to share with all of you here, like the first impression that I had when I met you, Agustina, and you shared your program, this crazy schedule that you have with me. I was like, what? How can you do that? How you live? Do you even sleep at all? But yeah, I think that all these amazing things can keep you going. And when you see the impact and all the success stories, you feel that, yes, you do something right here.
And let me mention here, I bet, you know, Maria plays a massive role in allowing Agustina to be front, right?
But yeah. Let's go to the best part here. And yes. I'd like an advice from both of you on for somebody who wants to start a community. What are the core skills someone needs to have at the beginning? And what are the core skills you use now in order to sustain this community?
I will start with that because I started the community back in 2007. So I think what I learned the hard way is that, and I think this is something that is true for the real life as well and not community. You cannot please everyone. You cannot take any negativity personally. If I was taking the negativity personally, I wouldn't have had this community by now. Because the people, everybody has their own problems, and they try, this backfires to the admin of the group, which is myself and Maria. And if you take this personally, then that's it. You cannot continue. So that's the thing. And if you see something controversial, try to go to the shoes of the member. Try to talk to him in person as well, just to understand where they are coming from. And I think these are the main two things that I would say if somebody wants to start a community.
Wow. And in terms of sustaining the community, I think when you mentioned that it's not a full-time job, I would say the exact opposite, because I'm with him 24/7. He's on his phone, replying, monitoring, you know, just ensuring that the guidelines are met. So I would say, from our experience, that it's a full-time job, 100%. It's a living, breathing organism whose engagement reaches literally 95%, you know, daily. So in order to be on top of everything and have this source of information for all these people that are getting informed every day, I would say you need to definitely continue being relevant. You need to always be on, so always be able to monitor and to suggest and to recommend and to help out the community. Be relevant and informed, so basically be responsive to the changing needs and basically be able to evolve according to the needs and all the, you know, things that the community is asking. For example, when we had COVID, when we had Brexit, we were basically offering solutions, updates, you know, just trying to keep everyone updated and in the loop. The other thing is we like to encourage participation. So we will do polls, we'll do surveys, and people can interact and be part of the growing community that we have. And I think the final thing, and Agustinos is doing that every day, he's changing, adjusting, is basically establishing some guidelines. There can't be a community with no guidelines at all. It would be all over the place. We have to be very respectful and basically just evolve around things that are changing. And so, yeah.
And something that most of the admins don't do, they ask what I do, and I think it works when I do it at a not on a regular basis, but whenever I think there is a need, is to ask for feedback. Ask feedback from the members, what works, what doesn't work. Obviously, the members will not be able to tell you the most accurate feedback because they don't understand all the pressure behind the admin, but ask for feedback and try to adapt. So the rules that we had a couple of years ago doesn't mean that we have them the same rules now, because things progress.
Of course. And what I hear is really a deep commitment from both of you as the founders, Agustinos, of course, being the founder, and Maria, you know, joining forces with him and bringing your grace into the mix, is the deep understanding you have for all your members. And being able to listen and ask for feedback and actually keep adjusting. So that really makes them feel part of a cohesive group that keeps evolving together, keeps learning. Because as you said, the responsibility of providing relevant and accurate information is so important, but also the support, knowing that people are heard and they're not, you know, because you can't have a community if you have your opinions, your personal opinions, you know, dividing. You know, people, but actually as leaders, you have to embrace everybody, isn't it? And this is not an easy job, guys. This is not an easy job at all. It's okay when, you know, you are having a specific line, but to create an embracing community like the Greeks in London, which I am a member of and has thousands of members, is one of the most successful communities actually for Greeks in London, which embraces all levels of the community, education and so on, is huge. And here is my question. As a business person myself, and actually co-founding some of my businesses with my husband, how do you both balance the dynamic as partners in life and at work? And I'm sure it's challenging. So I'm all ears to listen to your wisdom and your advice on this one.
Sure. So we've been working together since September 2019.
Wow.
So it's been almost 4 years that we've been working together. And actually, it's not that bad. Because the Greek List and the group is our baby, it unifies us rather than divides us. So we have such a passion for it that basically brings us together. And you know, we like to talk about it quite a bit. So, I mean, it's all good pretty much. And I'll explain how it's good, what we do in order for it to be good. But it can be challenging at times because it can just overtake all conversations and you really forget, you know, all the other parts of the of what we are together. So I think in terms of what we do, so to keep that balance, is we have clear roles between us and responsibilities. And actually we divide the labor in terms of our strengths. So for example, I'm more into client management, I'm more into, you know, internal management, whereas Agustinos is really good at networking, at system implementation, at sales. So the roles are really, really well defined, and we have a respect for it. So I will obviously give my opinion when it comes to, you know, his responsibilities, and then the other way around. But obviously we have respect, and we know that the other is better suited for a decision in his role and responsibility. And what else would I say? I would say that we just try to have we always try to have some quality time between us where we switch everything off. I mean, we try. It's not perfect, but I'm sure Christina is nodding.
I can imagine. I can imagine. I've been told by my husband, like, literally, we're going on a holiday. He was like, can we just switch off and not do any work? Like, be by the pool and by the beach and not talk about work. And I was like, okay, kind of reluctantly, but yes.
How did that go?
But the problem is that there's an effect afterwards. I will give a quick example. I was the best man of one of my best friends a couple of weeks ago. And there was a crisis that came up in the group just before the wedding.
Oh, great.
So imagine, you know, all the work that I had to do after the wedding to put things in place, talk to members. I remember that night I went to bed at 7 in the morning the next day.
Oh, my goodness. So, that comes back to your personal responsibility in this, right? To make sure that everybody's well and that everybody's not hurt, and that, you know, because they can be, you know, difficult conversations, I can imagine, happening in a community. But so great to hear that, you know, you are balancing it. And of course, when a crisis happens, you need to address it. And that's exceptional, hopefully, it's not every day. Well done. Thank you so much. That's really wise advice. Thank you both.
Yes, it was indeed. Thank you for sharing this important message. Mm-hmm. What I see here just two leaders, two practical dreamers who believe in their dreams and don't quit and go for it no matter what. And it's great. I'm so glad that I have met both of you, and you can inspire me and a lot of people, I believe, out there. Last question to close this amazing episode. What do you think was the reason that attracted all these people to your community, and what maintains their trust to this day?
I think it's, believe it or not, it's word of mouth. It's all the success stories that I'm telling you. Imagine this multiplied by 68,000 times. Because I ask the question, you know, on Facebook, you can create questions when people want to join your community. And I ask the question, why do you want to join the community? The majority is like, because I heard from other people that this community supported them in the first steps in the UK or during their stay in the UK. So this is the main reason why people want to join the community. And we try to do some face-to-face events. So we've done, obviously, during COVID, we've done a lot of online events. But after COVID, we've done a lot of face-to-face events. We met in the parks. We went out for drinks. We've done club nights. We met in theaters. So it's good to have this balance as well, online and offline at the same time.
Totally. And I've got a sneaky last question as well, if that's okay. Because this is such a thriving and successful community, and I'm sure as founders, you see a lot of potential in where this can go. Do you have any long-term views, or are there any trends that are arising that you guys as marketeers are noticing in the community? And how are you planning to maximize them and give back to the community? Because I know this is the main reason why you've started the community, and this remains thoroughly strong throughout all these years. What is your long-term view? What are you hoping for this community to achieve in the years to come? Because this is not a starting community anymore. It's a thriving long-term organism that keeps giving back to the expats of Greece in London.
I think, and Maria can cover me afterwards. I think the majority of people who managed to stay in the UK during the Brexit, and they is a good place for them to stay, and they didn't go back to Greece, I can see them expanding. I can see them opening new businesses, opening new restaurants. The doctors, they open new practices. So I can see them expanding. And they like all this visibility to the Greek audience and to the non-Greek audience as well. And what I think is that Facebook is just a platform. It's very limited. So what we want to do, I think, with Maria is that Greeklist to be like the ultimate one-stop shop for all services and products in the Greek community, but this to be advertised to the non-Greeks as well. Because imagine how many English people, they've been to Greece on holidays. You know, they see the Greek salad, they see the Greek hospitality, they see everything that they want to experience it in their own country as well. So why not to give to the Greeks the opportunity to communicate their successful businesses and services to the non-Greek communities in the UK as well, and to the English people. This is, I think, what we want to do. And we want to do it from the first moment. But now we can see that there is room to do that.
And Maria, do you have anything to add?
I'm covered.
Beautiful. Any last...
For sure.
I love how you monetized also the community and the activity within the community, and you're showcasing the success stories, not just the personal, altruistic ones, but also the business, energy that there is in this community, and how the community wants to support each other through business and through services. And we want to change the image Greece has in the world as well through this. And London is an amazing launchpad to do that. And back to you, Fenya. You wanted to say something and I jumped in because I thought that was amazing. Fine.
It was a really great interview. Thank you so much for sharing all these important points with us and our audience today. I hope you enjoyed it. And for all of you who listen to us, please go and rate this episode. Show us your love. And if you want to find and connect with Agustinos and Maria, go and sign up to the Facebook group, Elena Stolondino/Greeks in London and the UK. Or you can find them on the greeklist.co.uk. Go ask them anything. You can hear them. Beautiful people, so happy, so kind, and they will gonna help you with anything you want. Thank you again, once again. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you so much for hosting us.
Thank you, girls.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. It's been a very constructive conversation. Thank you. Bye.
This was the Career Mindset Podcast with Fenya and Christina, the duet that is helping you thrive in your career and live a greater life.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if so, please rate it on iTunes. Feel free to ask us any questions you have or topics you want to discuss. We'd love you to connect with us at LaRoute Coaching and Eudaimonia Coaching UK on social media. Check our podcast description for our details, and we hope to see you again soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.